Hello and welcome to another episode of the UHB Library podcast. This is July's episode, and this month we're talking about Health Information Week. So as always, I'm your host Jenny. I'm based at QE Library, and I'm joined today by Samantha from Solihull. Do you want to say a quick hello?
Hi Jenny. Yes, I'm Samantha from Solihull side.
And we've also got Caroline from Good Hope, who's joining us on the chat. So we'll be reading out her comments as well. So we're talking about Health Information Week, which is the 6th to the 12th of July this year. And if you haven't come across Health Information Week before, Samantha, do you want to explain a little about it? It comes from Health Education England, doesn't it?
Yes, it is a national multi-sector campaign where we reach out to patients and as well as to public with high quality health information. So it's celebrated by public libraries, health libraries around the country. And I think being health librarians in a hospital library, our main user base is the member of staff in the trust. But this week gives us an opportunity to go out our periphery and to promote reliable health information sources and to talk about how to maintain physical and mental well-being.
Yeah, I know one of the messages we gave out last year was there's that idea of like people just Google it and like, oh no, it's cancer. And we were like, that's what we're trying to steer people away from. We want people to go to more reliable sites to get their health information, don't we? The like websites, leaflets produced obviously by health organisations, things like that provide much more reliable health information. So what's going to happen this year? So obviously we made plans to have stands and various physical activities, but obviously due to the current situation with COVID, we've gone for a more virtual version of Health Information Week, haven't we? So this year
no visits, no stands.
No, it's a completely different.
Yeah, also adopting new normal and have come up with some new virtual events, online things.
But we've still got plenty planned for this year, so it'll be online instead. Just to mention about last year, Caroline, what did you guys do at Good Hope last year? We had quite a few activities. Similar, yeah. We did, I think across the four sites, we had quite a lot of stands, yeah. So Caroline's just said about stands at Good Hope, yeah. We did some at QE, I think Solihull and Heartland had them as well.
In front of the canteens and in front of main reception, and we directly spoke to patients, and promoted NHS website, patient information leaflet, and
they were really popular, weren't they, last year?
We tried to convince them not to go to Google, but to go to sources.
Yeah, so like the NHS website. So we went through the UHB patient information leaflets and picked out. It was quite like general ones, wasn't it? About good diet, good health, good sleep.
They were very popular.
How many did we print? And like other websites also, like Diabetes UK, Books on Prescription. We went to public libraries as well, didn't we? Library of Birmingham, and we went to the University of Birmingham as well, spoke to staff there.
And I think launching the staff wellbeing zone in Kiwiside, that was the star of the event.
Yeah, Caroline's just mentioned about giving away a lot of freebies. We definitely gave out loads, didn't we? And the QE, we launched the staff wellbeing zone on the Friday of the Health Information Week, and
we created a nice comfortable space inside the library with sofas, colourful, bright food.
Yeah, I can't believe that's nearly a year old now. But we did a freebie for that, didn't we? We were giving away goodie bags, and that was absolutely. We made, was it like 50 of them, and then gave away like 200. Like, it was like crazy.
Remember, because we ran out of goodie bags at the end of the day.
It was
last year we had a grand celebration. It was really fun. And next year, when social distancing was not a predominant factor.
So the wellbeing zone have developed from there. Like, so Good Hope, if you've got one now.
And has a tiny one.
Yeah, Caroline's good. Yeah, it's a Good Hope. I've got one. Heartlands are developing theirs at the moment, I believe. I know they're looking at where they can put theirs. So, yeah, shortly we should have one at all four sites. But yeah, it was it's good for us as well, because I think if you've been around the hospital, you've probably seen we do have stands generally to promote the library. But this one is a little bit different. We're promoting something very different. It's not our library resources, is it? It's other very reliable, useful resources that the public can use. The NHS website was really promoted because they have a lot of apps, don't they, as well on there. And I mean, I use it like when I'm doing literature searches, I use it to check like definitions of things. So it's a really, really useful site. So yeah, so that was last year, and I'd say this year is going to be very different, isn't it? So we're still obviously going to be promoting the websites, and we've got a page come up on our own website, haven't we, to where you can find more information. We're going to have displays in the library as well, so there'll be posters and different things like that, won't there? And Samantha is going to be doing
Twitter and Instagram pages as well.
Yes, yeah, so to keep an eye on those, we're going to be promoting different wellbeing resources mainly, isn't it? Again, if you're not aware of Health Information Week, they normally have a different theme each day, don't they? But again, obviously this year, the main focus is well-being and feeling relaxed, being aware of your mental health. So yes, we're gonna be talking on social media quite a bit of like well-being apps and stuff, aren't we? Different well-being resources.
Yeah, and there will be quiz as well. So if you participate, you know, if you like our post, comment, and you know, answer those quizzes, you're going to win a prize at the end of the day. Or maybe undecided yet, but there will be goodie bags again, like last year.
Yes, and then this year you're doing some health literacy training. Just to tell us a bit more about what you're going to be doing in those sessions.
Yes, this year again we are taking the opportunity of Health Information Week to spread the awareness of having low health literacy, the impact of having low health literacy on individuals as well as on communities. And being health professionals, how we can adopt some valuable evidence-based tools and techniques and take care of ourselves and the member of public. So we have created this online 45-minute session to spread health literacy awareness. And please feel free to join the session. We have got two sessions in the week, one on 7th July. And if you cannot attend that one, we have got another one on 9th July. Both are from 12:30 to 1:15. It's a 45-minute session. So 7th July, Tuesday. And if you cannot attend, 9th July, Thursday. And to register, you just need to send your interest to tvhp.library@nhs.net. email, just mention the date you want to book for yourself.
Yeah, and as Caroline's just mentioned, the good thing about doing it virtually is that you can do it from anywhere. So if you're at the trust, if you're at home, perhaps if you're on you might be commuting at that time perhaps, so you'll be able to access this training from wherever you are. And also it allows us, because we're doing it online, it allows us to register a lot more people, doesn't it, than if we were trying to do a face-to-face session for this one. So we can get like a lot more people on, spread the training out a lot more.
Yeah, we can reach out to all sides without traveling, so that's definitely an added advantage.
Yeah, and Samantha is the health literacy expert in our library group, so she'll be able to answer any questions as well. I've been on the training. I did one of the sessions that you did, and it was really interesting.
Oh, so
I think it'd be really valuable for people to go on. And then health literacy was one of the themes originally anyway for this year, wasn't it? It was going to be like the Monday, I think. Yeah. So we've decided to make sure we still do that training on it. And we might probably put some like stuff on Twitter and Instagram, won't we, about health literacy.
Also, from Good Hope, our librarians are planning to put some quotes on nutrition, hydration on Friday. That's a field Friday. If you follow our social media pages, website, you will get to know what are we doing.
Yeah, so we have got some more plans for the week, haven't we? We're just waiting for confirmation. So if you keep an eye on our social media and the library website, which is www.uhblibrary.co.uk, and you'll see those updates there. We might we're in talks to get some like videos, aren't we, from people who did stuff for us last year. I think Caroline, you had like yoga last year at Good Hope. So we're looking to do something. Yeah. So it's at Good Hope. So we're looking to do something similar that we can provide for all four sites, especially fingers crossed. So keep an eye out for updates on social media and the website. and you'll be able to find out then what's going on. That's kind of our main activity for this year, isn't it? So we've got some health literacy training, we're promoting websites and apps that you can use for wellbeing and relaxation, so displays in the library as well.
Yeah, if you are
and our wellbeing zones.
Yeah,
we've got lots in our wellbeing zones. We've got fiction books. I think everyone's got specific wellbeing books as well, haven't we?
Yeah.
So there's plenty. Kiwi have got DVDs that you can borrow as well, film DVDs if you just want to take one for the weekend to help you relax.
We have created some wellbeing packs with colouring sheets, which is Sudoku, crossword, so you can take them home also.
Yeah, so they're quite popular as well, aren't they? So just, especially like colouring sheets has become like really popular, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And then like adults. Like, I don't know, there's people who do colouring. So
in Solihull site, we have got a wellbeing board, and it's quite popular as well. The people are coming and do the colouring, and there's a little wall, so they can write their message. It's getting filled up, actually, the wellbeing
board. So is that like writing inspirational messages
to
other people? Yeah.
Not only inspirational messages, anything you just, you want to vent out, just write anything in your mind. So, like, if you are tired, if you are not feeling well, it's okay to say that I'm not okay. So, it's like that.
Okay, yeah, because we've got that at QE as well. We've got the notice board, haven't we, in like a feedback book as well. So, you can write messages.
Yeah.
And as you say, it's kind of whatever you want, really. So, just something inspirational or just.
You be anonymous, no need to give your name.
No.
Yeah.
just like positive messages to give to other people, isn't it? That's the same, our main activities for this year. What will we do for next year? it'd probably be a mixture of what we've done this year and what we did last year. Caroline's mentioned their one has bean bags for people to nap on, so that's quite cool.
Okay.
So at Kiwi, we've got the sofas.
We have got two bean bags.
You've got bean bags. Oh, yeah. Kiwi are missing out with the bean bags.
but in this situation, to maintain the social distancing measure, we have taken one out. It's only one now available in the library.
Yeah, we've had to do the same at Kiwi. We've had to obviously tape off a couple of the sofas to maintain social distancing. But at some point, they'll all be open up again, won't they?
Yeah.
Have the wellbeing zones open up fully again.
Yeah,
so next year, I think it'll be a mixture of this year and last year, won't it? So I imagine we'll do some online activities, but also I think we'd like to get the stands up and running again, wouldn't we? Because they are really popular. We always get we've got a positive reaction to them, particularly when we go out as well. So like you were the one who went to Library of Birmingham, wasn't you? And you had like a really good day there. And like University of Birmingham, we got obviously there's no students sadly because it was July, but we did speak to a lot of staff there. So yeah, as Caroline said, it is a great way of reaching out, and it's something a bit different for us, isn't it?
This time we can actually go and meet public.
Yeah, there isn't anything else. There isn't any kind of other occasion where we would do that. So obviously we're very staff focused, but this kind of gives us the opportunity to speak more to the public, the wider public. And yeah, visit other libraries as well, which is quite nice. The university had us back, didn't they, for Mental Health Day in October. So we had an opportunity then to speak to students as well. And again, promoted like reliable websites and information leaflets and books that they can use. So yeah, so it's just, I think all around we just really enjoy it, don't we? And it's a really positive thing to do. Particularly this year, I think it's come at a good time, hasn't it, with everything that's going on. I think people want to know where they can go for sort of looking after their well-being and feeling relaxed. Hopefully we can provide something for everyone, and hopefully everyone will enjoy. If you attend the health literacy as well, you'll find that really valuable. Yeah, so I attended that. We're quite a few of us in the library have attended that, and we found it really useful. Hopefully everyone else will as well.
Maybe next year we will have both face-to-face and online.
I think we'll try and do a mixture of the two, I think, next year, won't we? Because there's definitely virtual training is really, really beneficial, but sometimes it's nice to be face-to-face.
Sometimes you can't ignore the advantages, by interacting face-to-face.
Yeah, there's advantages to both, isn't there? The training and physical and online training.
Next year we will plan for both.
So we're already thinking ahead. We're always thinking. So I think that's everything. Is there anything else, any final comments people want to make?
yeah, just join the training, follow our follow our social media, yeah, celebrate Health Information Week with us.
Yeah, and Health Education England have their it's at Health Info Week on Twitter. I think at the moment might have more of last year's stuff. We can have a look on there what they're posting as well. So that's on their Twitter page, so you can see. I feel what everyone else is doing, isn't it, as well? Whatever, you'll be able to find what we're doing, but also what other schools and libraries are doing as well for it. So yeah, I think that's everything. So just keep an eye out for updates on our social media, on our website, join the training. It's only 45 minutes, isn't it? Yeah. Just short demonstration, and then Samantha will be available for questions as well. And come visit our wellbeing zone. So we've got them at Solihull Good Hope in QE. So you can come in, have a little sit down, borrow a book or a DVD. And yeah, at some point, hopefully next year, we'll be doing some stands again. it's a lot more staff focused this year, isn't it? Because we're not going out to the public as much. So last year we spoke to the public and to staff. So this year, it's more for staff, isn't it, this year? Doing health literacy and wellbeing zones and things. So we really hope that you join us for this week. And obviously, so if you want any more information, just drop us an email through on qehb.library@nhs.net, or visit our website or social media pages for more information. So thank you very much, Caroline and Samantha, for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck with hosting the training as well. I'm sure you'll do well.
Thank you.
And yeah, thank you very much, Caroline, and see you next time.